Kelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you three times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, we have a distinguished guest in the studio tonight, someone we're especially happy and proud to present to all the air-minded young fellows and girls who follow the adventures of Captain Midnight. For our guest this evening is himself, a well-known aviator and flying instructor, Captain Maxwell W. Balfour, director of the Spartan School of Aeronautics in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Captain Balfour, I'm sure there are thousands of our young flight patrol members listening in tonight who'd like to know more about what goes on inside a famous aeronautical school like the Spartan School there in Tulsa. And I wonder if you wouldn't tell us something about it.
Why, of course, Don Gordon. It's a privilege to talk to the members of Captain Midnight's famous flight patrol. I think the interest these young people are taking in aviation is a wonderful thing for the future of the industry. But about life in a flying school. Well, I might start by telling you what we teach down there. A student can study almost any phase of aviation in which he is most interested at the Spartan School. We have short flying courses for those who simply want to learn to fly as a sport. We have longer courses to turn out qualified commercial pilots. We teach meteorology, radio work, motor mechanics, and airplane construction. We even have our own factory where we manufacture the well-known Spartan monoplanes. Then, of course, we have our special course for government students.
You mean Uncle Sam sends students to the Spartan School?
Oh, yes. We've been a government-approved school for some time. Right now, we're training about 160 flying cadets for the U.S. Army Air Corps every term. We have over 50 planes there for use as training ships.
But tell us, Captain Balfour, doesn't the famous Dawn Patrol have something to do with your school there?
Yes, Don. The Dawn Patrol is an organization of flying students at the Spartan School of Aeronautics. You probably have seen them on some of their big cross-country flights.
Boy, I certainly have, and it was a thrilling sight, too. You certainly must teach them to fly from the ground up there at Spartan.
Well, we try to, Don. I might return your compliment by telling you that we certainly like your Skelly tailor-made gasoline and other Skelly products. We use them exclusively at the Spartan School.
Well, sir, that is a compliment, and thank you. And I want to thank you for all the members of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol, too. We certainly enjoyed having you with us on our program tonight, and we hope you'll come again sometime. And now to Captain Midnight. Suspecting that Ivan Shark escaped death in the underground water chamber of the Aztec Temple, Captain Midnight and Chuck hastened to the secret landing field where Ivan Shark's bimotored plane had been hidden. They arrived just in time to see a strange battle on the field, and then the silver-winged ship took off. While the two friends are still hiding in a clump of trees near the edge of the field, a heavy, dark-faced man suddenly makes his way toward them. As he comes within a few steps, Captain Midnight steps forward and commands.
All right, get those hands up and get them up quick.
Look out!
None of that now. Get those hands up or I'll shoot.
Hey, what is this? What do you mean by pulling a gun on me?
Stretch those hands a little higher.
He's got a gun in his holster. Shall I get it?
Yes, Chuck, go ahead.
I don't know what your game is, but you ain't going to get away with it. My men will be looking for me in a minute, and then it'll be too bad
for you. Have you got his gun, Chuck?
Yeah, I got both of them. He had two.
Good work. All right, now then, whoever you are. Come on, start marching.
Where to? And if you think you're going to get away
with it... If your men are coming up this way, you'll show up missing.
We better get going. I see some men out in the field now.
All right, start moving quick, and no funny business.
What's your game? I ain't got any dough, if that's what you're looking for.
I'm not looking for money. If I were, I'd work for it, not steal it.
So, you're one of them kind of guys, huh? Too good for my kind, eh?
That's right. Now, you answer a few questions. What's your name? What are you doing here?
The answer to both of them is the same. None of your business.
He's probably one of Shark's men. Don't you think so, Captain?
Captain? Not Captain Midnight. Yeah. You must be Captain Midnight.
Well, maybe you're right, and maybe you're not.
Oh, if I'd have known how things was going to turn out, I'd have been around to see you.
What do you mean by that?
That dirty double-crossing Ivan Shark. That's what I mean.
Oh, I begin to see the whole thing now. Ivan Shark took off and left this fellow behind.
You're a bright young kid. I heard that guy Gardo talking about you. You must be Chuck Ramsey.
Yeah, right the first time.
So you're the kid that landed that plane in front of the Aztec Temple, huh? I heard Gardeau say he didn't know how you got away with it.
I was awfully lucky.
Hold it a minute, Chuck. I think we're safe enough here. All right, now you. What's your name?
My name's Rossman.
Rossman, huh?
Yeah.
What was the fight about on the field a few minutes ago?
Some of us guys didn't like the idea of Shark leaving without us.
When did Shark get over here?
Just a little while ago, just before you two got here, I guess.
Isn't that our luck, Captain Midnight? Just a little bit too late.
It's too late to worry about that now, Chuck. Tell me, Rossman, who went with Ivan Shark in that plane?
Yeah, there was three of them. That daughter of his named Fury, that servant called Fang, and his chief pilot, a guy named Gardeau.
The most important ones.
And we had Fang in our hands, too.
I'm the guy that's to blame for that. We raided the parader place last night and sprung some of the guys you captured.
Oh, so you were the one who was responsible for that, huh?
Yeah, but I sure wouldn't have done it if I knew how things was going to turn out.
If you could read the future, you probably never would have worked for Ivan Shark. Well, Chuck, there's no use staying here. Come on, get going, Rossman. We're taking you back to the hacienda. And don't try to make any false moves. Now, march.
Well, here we are. Look at Senor Freda's men, Captain Midnight. They got a grin on their faces a mile long.
What are you going to do with me, Captain Midnight? I told you the whole works. How about giving me a break?
I'll talk that over with Senor Freda. We'll see if he knows anything about you.
Well, look. Here he comes now.
Right. Ah, mi amigo. You come back to us safely. We have the great worry about you.
Yes, we're all right, Senor Freda. But we have bad news for you. Ivan Shark is not dead. He has escaped. And with him, his daughter Fury and the two men Gardeau and Fang.
See me, Capitan. That is not the news to us. We see the silver-winged airplane in the sky. And the Senorita Patsy, she says it is the airplane flown by the Ivan Shark.
We got to the field just a little bit too late, Senor Parada.
It is the great disappointment, I know, mi amigos. But do not forget, we have the many things for which we should thank the merciful Dios. But tell me, who is this man you have with you?
We captured him at Shark's secret field. He was boiling because Shark had left him there.
Yeah, this Ivan Shark gave me a good double-crossing.
Ah, the servant Shark, he does not play the square game with you. Is that not it?
Yeah. You got the whole thing in a nutshell.
Have you ever seen this man before, Senor Pareda?
Not that I have the good look at him, Capitan. I am sure I have seen him with Ivan Shark.
Well, what do you want done with him?
That is for you to decide me, Capitan.
Well, we'll turn him over to the authorities for the other prisoners. If he has no police record, he'll be freed.
They ain't got nothing on me, Captain Midnight. I'm telling you the truth. I served this stretch, but it wasn't in Mexico. I was going straight until this Ivan Shark taught me into working for him. But this business has taught me a lesson. I'm going straight from now on.
I hope you're telling the truth, Rossman. It'll pay out. I can promise you that. All right, Chuck, march him away. Place him with the other prisoners.
Right, you are, Captain. And after I put him in the guardhouse, I'll go see how Patsy and the others are getting along.
Right.
You will find them very, very happy, mi amigo. They rejoice with my people.
I'll bet they're happy, Senor Parada. I'll see you after a while, Captain Midnight.
Okay.
All right, Rossman. Come along this way.
Ah, mi capitan, I am the happiest man in the world.
I'm very glad, senor, to help bring about this happy conclusion. Of course, it's a disappointment not to capture Ivan Shark, but I'm thankful things have turned out as well as they have.
Ah, mi capitan, you say the very true word. We have so much to be thankful for. And I, senor, I can never repay you for what you have done. Is there not something, mi capitan, which I can do for you?
I was merely doing my duty in trying to capture Ivan Shark, senor. You do not need to feel obligated.
But there is the one thing on which I must insist. You and your amigos must stay with me at my hacienda for the long visit.
I wish we could, Senor Pareda, but I'm afraid it would be impossible.
But, mi capitan, this Chuck Ramsey and the Senorita and the Senora Donovan, they like it here. And they like me Dolores, me Pablo. You must make the visit, mi capitan, for the year at least.
What, Senor Pareda? Stay here for a year's visit?
If it were not for you, senor, I would not have the hacienda at all. What I should like to do is to give you part of the land. Then you shall build the hacienda of your own, and you shall stay here for always.
Well, much as I'd like to stay here a little while, it's quite impossible. But we might come down sometime in the future and visit you.
Si, mi capitan, you must make me the visit. At least before you go, you will stay for the big fiesta.
We shouldn't wait at all, Senor Pareda, but... Well, we do need the rest. We'll stay if you have the fiesta right away.
Si, mi capitan, we will have the fiesta tomorrow. All my people are so happy. We will have the music and the dancing in the great courtyard under the stars. And there will be the many good things to eat.
Very well, senor. We'll stay for the fiesta. Then we must leave.
Si, mi capitan. You will be glad you stayed for the fiesta.
And on the other side of the hacienda, in the sun-flooded garden, two boys and a girl are chatting happily together. Chuck Ramsey, Patsy Donovan, and Senor Pareda's nephew, Pablo. Listen as Patsy explains.
Gee, Chuck, that reminds me. There's one thing I've been wanting to ask you.
Sure, Patsy, what is it?
I managed to find out a little bit. Enough to know that you and Captain Midnight and Ivan Shark were all together down in that water chamber below the Aztec Temple. How in the world did you ever get out?
Oh, see me, amigo, how did you do it? Senor Paredes says it's the most marvelous thing in the world.
Oh, gosh, if it hadn't been for Captain Midnight, I never would have gotten out. Well, here's the way it happened.
Begin at the beginning. How did you get in there?
You remember we heard some shots and shouting which seemed to come from the lower part of the temple? Captain Midnight and I ran down the passageway and finally ended up in the water chamber. Only at that time, there wasn't any water in it. In fact, we didn't know it could be flooded at all.
Well, what did you find down there?
When we got inside, we found Ivan Shark.
Jiminy crickets.
Lupin Loops. What happened then?
Well, Captain Midnight covered Shark. And while he did that, the stone door closed behind us. And then the water started coming in.
Can you tie that?
At first, we thought that Ivan Shark was caught in there with us. But we didn't know that Fury Shark was outside and was going to let him out at 12 o'clock. Only she was stopped from doing it by Von Griff and Luto.
Gosh, I see the whole thing.
Well, pretty soon, the water was almost up to the ceiling, and we were swimming. But by that time, Captain Midnight had done some investigating at the other end of the chamber.
You mean underneath the water?
Yeah, and he'd discovered that the storm had weakened the rock wall around the valve which was letting the water in. Some of the rocks had broken out, and finally, when the water was almost up to the ceiling, Captain Midnight told me to take a big breath and dive down and follow him.
And you mean you got out of that hole?
We sure did. It was a tight squeeze, but we made it. I thought my lungs were going to burst before I came to the surface in the river outside.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket.
Well, I don't know how you did it. But gosh, I guess Ivan Shark must have got out the same way.
Well, that's what Captain Midnight thinks. In fact, it was the only way he could have gotten out.
Oh, look, me amigos. Do you see out through the garden gate? There are the airplanes which belong to this Ivan Shark. But he has vamos now. And Senor Paredes says you are to stay with us for the long time. Well, we will have the flying school, and I will learn to fly. Come on, Chuck, you will give me the first lesson now.
I don't know if we'll be able to stay that long. But come on, we'll do what we can before we start on the trail of Ivan Shark once more.
Say, what a happy group of people are gathered together at Senor Paredes' hacienda. But in all this joy, there are a few dark clouds on the horizon. Ivan Shark has escaped. And also, what has happened to Major Barry Steele and Bud Conley, who flew away in Captain Midnight's Spartan cabin plane, and from whom nothing has been heard. More thrilling adventures are ahead. Don't miss the next one. But say, wasn't that a thrill to hear from Captain Balfour, director of the Spartan School of Aeronautics? And you know what? He said maybe next week one of his young student pilots there at the school could appear on this program. Boy, wouldn't that be swell? But meantime, remember to tell Dad what you heard tonight. Especially about how they use nothing but Skelly tailor-made gasoline and oil at the Spartan School of Aeronautics. And say, here's something else to tell Dad. Our next program is going to be a special Dad's Night program. We want all the dads to be listening in if they possibly can. You all like to do things with Dad, I know. Well, here's your chance to enjoy your favorite radio program with Dad. Tell him to listen in with you to Captain Midnight's next adventure. So don't forget to tune in again Wednesday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Where will Captain Midnight and Chuck go next in their relentless pursuit of the master criminal, Ivan Shark? What will happen at the fiesta? Be sure to listen Wednesday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!